6.3 million non-citizens entered U.S. at northern border before Canada's national lockdown. By John Binder on March 18, 2020. Nearly 6.3 million non-citizens were granted admission to the United States in the last 2.5 months by air, land, and sea at ports of entry along the northern border before Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau issued a national lockdown. On March 16, Trudeau said he would be shutting down Canada's borders to non-citizens with exemptions for permanent Canadian residents, diplomats, air crews, and American citizens. Before the announcement, Trudeau had not issued a single travel ban, not even for China, Iran, South Korea, or Italy. Federal data obtained by Breitbart News finds that between January 1 and March 15, a total of 6,275,009 non-citizens were granted admission to the U.S. from Canada. The overwhelming majority, 6,254,052 non-citizens, arrived via land, while 16,420 arrived at sea and 4,537 via air travel. These non-citizens include the millions of Canadians who are admitted to the U.S. on a daily basis for non-immigrant, temporary purposes and not to permanently resettle. These admissions are in addition to the nearly 10,400 northern border crossers encountered by Border Patrol in January and February, as Breitbart News reported. The number of apprehensions and admissions come as President Trump has announced that he will close the northern border to non-essential travel, effectively shutting off entry to foreign nationals living in Canada. The nation's leading medical experts have routinely said that border and immigration controls are necessary to stop the growing outbreak of the coronavirus in the U.S. last week. Experts said 30 states had seen coronavirus outbreaks specifically because of travel to the U.S. from Europe. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.